Learning to Live with Water. Spring finds last year's fire road, winter crumpled into the ocean. On the radio, the geology professor says, we can have buildings or we can have beaches. We cannot have both. I walk to the cliff edge, crane over the ocean's bite mark to see the scar. I measure how much, how far, but cannot fathom what is gone. A flight of swallows swoops and dances in the space that was sand. I want it back. Yesterday, the fire road. I want sunsets and seals. I want wild lilies in the woods. I want to walk along the precipice, to balance on the edge of earth and sea now and then. I want to hold in the cup of my mouth the sun and the moon and the summer and my breath forever. But the ocean has other plans. Protecting the seashore has left a dynamic coastline, the professor says. I bring you to see the scrub pine torn from the edge, tossed into the sand like a bone sucked clean of flesh. A fishbone or a wishbone snapped between two hands. Which one is lucky? In their natural state, dunes and shorelines come and go. The professor says the shoreline is supposed to change, erode, evolve. That very shoreline, the one that attracted us, must vanish in order to exist. We have two choices, he says, let the water in or try to keep it out. We are drawn to magenta cloud, jet sea, moon tide and rip tide transform us, reshape us. We cling to a shoreline crumbling in our hands. Learning to live with water, there is a dawning. Everything. Everything is ephemeral. Everything closes, empties, evaporates. Laughter fades into silence, light into darkness. Even darkness, given time, disappears.